Welcome to Momentum with President George T. French Jr., a program that informs, amplifies, and engages listeners in compelling dialogue with national scholars, subject matter experts, and education and community leaders. Momentum with President George T. French Jr. covers topics ranging from advocacy and public service to science and technology, along with public affairs. Here is your host of Momentum, Dr. George T. French Jr., President of Clark Atlanta University.
Good morning. Welcome to the inaugural edition of Momentum with your host, yours truly, George T. French Jr., 5th President of Clark Atlanta University. Again, good morning. And on this edition of Momentum, I will have conversations with Autumn Epps, the undergraduate president of the Student Government Association here at Clark Atlanta University, a very engaging president with her students and with the administration. We'll also speak with Mr. Devin White, the national president of the Clark Atlanta University Alumni Association. So we have a great show in store for you, and we're glad that you're with us, and we're going to jump right in because with me now is Ms. Autumn Epps. Of course, Ms. Epps, again, is the 33rd undergraduate president of the Student Government Association here at CAU. Ms. Epps, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed and in good health. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I can tell you one thing. I'm so excited to have your leadership on this campus. I'm so excited of the way that you represented on CNN and CNBC and so many newspapers about the program that we gave to our students where we basically forgave account balances. You represented, and I need you to know that you received compliments from across the country. So thank you so much, okay?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for the opportunity, President French.
Yes, ma'am. So, Madam President, share with the listeners your classification and your concentration here at CAU, and then kind of go into what brought you here. Tell us what brought you to Clark Atlanta University.
Yes, so I am a junior business administration major with a concentration in marketing from Baltimore, Maryland. And I would just say that what brought me to CAU was my top choice. CAU was the only school that really gave me a family atmosphere when I stepped foot on campus. There was nothing negative that I could say about CAU. And when I received my acceptance letter, when I received my financial aid award, when I received a university scholarship, I was just beyond blessed. And I knew I made the right choice.
Excellent. And I'm glad that you made the choice. You're fitting right in. You're, again, a campus leader, and as the leader of the Student Government Association of the largest private HBCU in the state of Georgia, that's a big deal. I mean, to be a leader within the Atlanta University Center, which has the largest concentration of African Americans amongst HBCUs in the world, and you rise to the position of leadership, tell me, how did you get involved in student government in the first place, and why did you become involved?
I would say that the upperclassmen population when I was a freshman really influenced me to take a deeper dive into SGA. My freshman year, I ran for freshman class president, and although I wasn't fortunate enough to receive that position, I did sign on board as the freshman class council secretary, and I was an SGA intern under the 2019 administration for SGA. In my sophomore year, I was sophomore president, and I just think student government has always been a passion for me, even stemming from my high school. I went to school for law and public policy in high school, so I always had a passion for advocacy and just politics. So student government was something that I knew once I stepped foot on Clark Atlanta campus that I was going to make sure that I was involved in.
Oh, wow. So you were progressive, very intentional. You didn't just wake up one morning and decide to run for Student Government Association president, but you were progressive in thought, and it sounds like that you had a plan and you followed the plan, and now you're the SGA president. I mean, how did it feel when you actually won?
It's funny that you asked that, because just a days ago, I was rewatching the election video on Instagram, and I was making fun of myself, but I was in tears. I was jumping up and down. For me, it was a lot of shock. I always ran my campaign. I didn't, in a sense, ask for my parents to, you know, donate money to my campaign or anything. So it's very, very, very such a special gift to my heart when it comes to this presidency. And this presidency and this administration is like my baby. If I can protect it, if I can just move forward and bring positive light to this university, that's exactly what I would like to do.
Wow. Wow. Listening to you, Madam President, I mean, I could just close my eyes and I could see Kamala Harris. I see where you're going and your trajectory, even upon leaving Clark Atlanta University, it's just going to be, I think, beyond your wildest imagination. Sometimes I think even others can see in us things we can't see in ourselves. And you are going there, sister, okay? I'm going to tell you, you are going. Don't forget alma mater when you get there, okay?
I will not. I am a service to Clark Atlanta University and this campus, and that will forever be embedded in me.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you, what are some of the initiatives that you would like to see implemented during your administration?
A few initiatives that the 33rd administration will focus on this year is definitely our academic engagement and retention, as well as our administrative side of things, institutional funding and scholarships, and just our fall 2021 blueprint and how we're going to go about just this academic semester and this academic year reopening, even down to our Atlanta agenda and building the brand of CAU and, you know, definitely capitalizing on our campus exposure and infrastructure with our local partnerships, even down to our student life. We're coming with an app, a Panther Claw app. We're working on AUC Unity and just the revival of SGA and mental health. Those are all key components to this administration this year. We hope to accomplish it all.
Wow. And those sound like a lot of initiatives. What does your cabinet look like? Do you have a, and because I know we've been online platform for a year, so we're just really getting reacclimated to the campus. Have you had an opportunity to put together your cabinet?
Yes. So right now we are missing our vice president, and we will have elections shortly this coming fall. But we do have our undergraduate treasurer, Ms. Kalila Taylor, and undergraduate secretary, Ms. Rachel Grant, as well as our newly appointed chief of staff, Ms. Chanel Sutton.
Excellent. Wow. Wow. So is your cabinet as excited as you are?
Yes, we're all in since our reign as the next leaders, we've really been passionate about making change and just influencing our student body, our newcomers that are new to this university, as well those who may be soon to graduate. We definitely want to make sure that we're just hitting all the key components, because what we're trying to focus on is bridging the gap between the unity of the undergraduate population, the graduate population, as well as our faculty and staff and administration. So we take this very important.
And it is. I've enjoyed. And of course, you know, I was president of an institution in Birmingham for about 15 years. So I've been in higher education about 25. I've served as president about 17. So I'm actually one of the longest serving presidents, probably the top two or three in the nation. So I've dealt with a lot of administrations of student government. And what I've consistently done is I've had great relationships. We sit, we talk, we share dialogue about the future of the institution, because I am student centric. So when we sit with the administration, if I were to put you on the spot and I say to you, Madam President, the top of all of your initiatives, what would be the top two initiatives that we can work together on and collaborate on?
Well, I would say first and foremost, just bridging gaps for unity. And I'll also say just creating a brand for Clark Atlanta University. And I say creating a brand because when I ran, I had to think down to what my ancestors want out of me. What would they see and what gem would they drop into my head so that I can influence this campus and leave a living legacy. And I think, one, unifying this campus to something that no other HBCU can get at. That's very, very important. And I think with unity and just bridging the gap amongst everyone will allow us to do greater things. I know we talk about just African-Americans in our Black community and how if we were to come together as one, if we were to come together and put our differences aside and not look at stigmatism and not look at stereotypes, what would we be? And that's what I'm trying to get at. And that's what I would like to start working on, definitely under your administration, is to bridge that gap and ultimately just bring such a successful brand of Clark Atlanta that when they see us and when they see the new Clark Atlanta University that is coming about, they know exactly where they're at. They know exactly who Clark Atlanta is.
That's right.
And there's no question, there's no doubt, it's Clark Atlanta University and it's the best university.
And that is it. We are going to continue to build, enhance this brand. We've been here since 1865. I'm reading a book now, Madam President, called Dark Water. It's The Voices from Within the Veil, which is on W.E.B. Du Bois. As we know, he was a faculty member here for 23 years. He was only a faculty member at another institution, which he was there at Wilberforce for 1 year. But he acknowledges that the bulk of his work as a sociologist, as a studier and purveyor of information, that it was done while he was our faculty member. So you're right. This is the brand. This is CAU. We are all of that. And we are one exceptional university. And Madam President, you are one exceptional president. And we look forward to sitting down. I want you to bring your cabinet to meet with my cabinet. And we'll make that happen within the next 10 days.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your efforts, President French.
Thank you. You take care, Autumn.
You as well.
Okay. If you're just joining me, we were just having a great conversation with our SGA president, Ms. Autumn Epps, who's doing a fantabulous job for the institution. And if you're just joining me again, I'm George T. French, Jr., president of Clark Atlanta University and your host of the new program right here on 91.9 WCLK Momentum. I had with me today another featured guest on this inaugural edition of Momentum. We have with us this morning Mr. Devin White, president of the Clark Atlanta University National Alumni Association. How are you today, President White?
I'm doing awesome, President French. Good. Having a great day, great morning. And yourself?
I'm doing exceptionally well. We're back on campus. We migrated the 4,000 students from online platform to on ground. They are so happy to be here. And I've got to tell you, Mr. President, they're so responsible. I mean, they're wearing the masks. Those who don't have on masks, I see peers telling their colleagues, man, put on your mask. We have to remain safe. So our students are really taking this very seriously. The vast majority of our students are vaccinated. I think we have about 4,000 students on ground, and I think only about 150 of those requested exemptions for religious or medical reasons. So basically, we are at like 98% fully vaccinated, so that makes us feel good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think about one good thing about when the vaccination first started in Clark Atlanta University, was at the lead of that. I'm happy to say that I was one of the, I was the first to make sure I wanted to be in the line to represent as being, not only a responsible citizen, but represent the Alumni Association. So I was one of the first, when you open it up right there on campus, to get vaccinated. mm-hmm. when you're offered those opportunities. And so I think that was an excellent opportunity that you provided to the alumni community as well.
And thank you. And thank you for taking advantage of it. And, you know, the real deal is that's the conversation we have to have within our community. And being a Research 2 Carnegie designated institution, Clark Atlanta University, we have to follow the science. And, you know, while we know that there are some implications and some individuals who may still push back because of past experiences, we know that this vaccine is safe and it's the only thing that's really going to keep us alive. And with this Delta variant and Lambda coming along, it's going to be exponentially more contagious. The disease will be, you'll be able to get it, the virus, you'll be able to get it contracted much easier than the COVID-19 that we once knew before the variant. So, again, thank you for your leadership. Let me ask you.
Absolutely.
You grew up in Chicago, and you came to college here at the illustrious Clark Atlanta University, and since then you made huge, you and your wife, you all have made huge accomplishments. And I want to thank you really for the gifts that you enjoy give to the university on a regular basis. It makes all of the difference in the world. So we're so appreciative. But and you've done some great things with the as the National Alumni Association president, like chartering and reactivating more than 7 chapters and creating corporate partnerships. You and I have been on the phone with corporate presidents of several entities, and you've opened some doors, man. So I really appreciate that. Why don't you tell us what else is going on with the National Alumni Association other than those great things?
There's so much that's taking place with the Alumni Association. As you know, our priorities are always set at the beginning. Our purpose is to make sure that we instill in our alumni a sense of personal commitment to the ideals, welfare, traditions, and principles of the Alumni Association and the university. But also, we seek to continue to support and raise funds for the university. We also develop and implement programs that enhance the images of CAUAA and support the mission of the university. We continue to encourage our alumni, one, to attain success in their specific fields of endeavor, but then also we want to also make sure that we help to recruit and assist in the recruitment of students for the university. And so we continue just to encourage our alumni to assist one another in their professional, economic, and social development. And so what I say in a nutshell, pretty much what we do is we create and foster relationships and connections through mentorship, recruitment, program, and alumni giving.
Wow. And that's a huge task that you've undertaken, and I'm noticing the uptick in alumni giving. Of course, we have a new vice president for institutional advancement, Dr. Richard Lucas, who's on, and he and his team, they're working arduously. We're looking at the numbers, at the exact percentage of our alumni giving, trying to determine what the benchmarks will be and exactly where we are now. So we're looking forward to really partnering with you more and even increasing alumni giving, as, like I said, we're seeing an uptick in that now, but we want to see even a larger one going forward, of course. Let me ask you a question about your professional career. What did Clark Atlanta University, what did they provide for you that made you the professional leader that you are today?
Well, I look at Clark Atlanta and having the opportunity to be involved in so many opportunities. It prepared me to understand time management, leadership skills, learn about, collaborations. And my involvement in campus organizations provided me the opportunity to attend national conferences, seminars, and workshops within the campus community. And so in that preparation, pretty much what I knew that I was leaving Clark Atlanta University, move forward in my professional career, in which when I first initially left, it was working for the Mutual of New York. I knew that the B School prepared me to do that particular job in finance. And so I give nothing but love and admiration to Clark Atlanta University because they provided the opportunities by having those various seminars and workshops that were available and also afforded me the opportunity to serve in those organizations to travel the country.
Mm-hmm.
To even hone my skills even more with my participation in those conferences throughout the country.
Wow. So let me ask you then, when we talk about being in the B school and you were on campus, and what was your experience like holistically? I mean, the student experience. What did you enjoy about your college experience, and what do you think of?
I had a great time at Clark Atlanta. I was a student that was really involved in serving in various campus organizations. I also served as an athlete at the university, in which I earned several SIC championships.
And what sport?
I played tennis for the university, and so I won several SIC championships as a tennis player at Clark Atlanta University.
Wow. Thank
you. I have the trophies to prove it. It's so funny when I always say I played tennis at Clark Atlanta. For those that know me but didn't realize that I played, they'd be like, tennis? You played? Yes, I played tennis at Clark Atlanta University. And I tell them all the time, I have the trophies to prove it.
Well, congratulations, man. I know DJ, your son and my daughter, they go to school together. Now, he's playing over at Woodward. He's playing basketball this year?
Yep, he's playing basketball at Woodward. Yep, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, and I bring that up because one of the things I want Alumni Association to help me with here is to develop closer relationships with our local school systems, private and public.
Okay.
I was today with Lisa Herring, the new superintendent of public schools. We announced Propel Now, which is a partnership as among CAU and Ed Farm and Apple. And it's going to be huge. It's going to provide technology to these schools at a level that is unprecedented. Our students are going to have cutting-edge technology and executives to speak with them and mentor them. So I'm going to really need the alumni to come, like you always do, to our aid to facilitate these relationships with the local school system. Last question for you. What are some of the goals of the National Alumni Association for the ensuing year?
Well, what projects we're probably looking at doing for the ensuing year, we always, that I'm happy about, is the Spirit of Greatness Gala, which is one of our signature events. And this event not only honors individuals and alumni for their outstanding service, but also raise much needed dollars for scholarships and programs at the university.
When is that going to be this year?
That's going to be March 2022, during Founders Week.
Excellent.
So everybody mark your calendars, March 2022, Founders Week.
All right. It sounds like we are going to be, we don't have our entertainment lined up yet, do we?
No, not as of yet.
Well, let us know.
Right now, we're at the save the date.
Excellent. Well, let us know. We want to definitely push it out right here on WCLK. Of course, we know that this is the number one jazz station in the nation. So we want to thank you again, Mr. President, for being with us. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for all of those who continue to support Clark Atlanta University. And sometimes you and I see each other on Zoom calls, or we might be at this alumni meeting and meeting with this chapter, and you're just all over the place. So I just really want to thank you for your leadership, my friend, and look forward to seeing you again soon, and give Joy our regards.
Yeah, and we thank you for your leadership, and do want to make sure that all our listeners truly understand that if they want to get in contact with the Alumni Association, they can reach us at www.caua.org. Once again, that's www.caua.org.
Go get him, Mr. President. Let him know this is how you contact us. Thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely. I couldn't do it without putting that information out there.
Well, we'll see you soon, okay?
All right.
Listen, if you're just joining me, I'm George T. French, Jr., president of Clark Atlanta University, and your host of the new program right here on WCLK 91.9. The show is entitled Momentum with President George T. French, Jr. I was just joined by Mr. Devin White, the president of the Clark Atlanta University National Alumni Association. What momentum do we have going at Clark Atlanta University? What a great time to be part of history. The history of Clark Atlanta University. I'm reading a book now that was given me by one of my faculty members, Dr. James A. Young, entitled Dark Water, Voices from Within the Veil. This is the story of W.E.B. Du Bois, and it examines some of the issues of the day that he studied as a sociologist and academician par excellence here in our nation and on our historic campus. Yes, we have momentum. We have momentum going forward, and we appreciate the past as we study those such as W.E.B. Du Bois. We realize that we have a responsibility. When we think about Du Bois and his writing here as he was a faculty member here, we think about the talented tenth of which he spoke. And we at Clark Atlanta University, holistically, we represent the talented tenth. We are those who are educated and those who are seeking education. We are the scholars. We are the academicians. We are the researchers. And as such, we have a responsibility to our community. Because Du Bois noted that while there is a talented tenth of any race, what that talented tenth must do is they must reach back. They must educate. They must care for. They must take care of the other 90% of the community. That's who we are at Clark Atlanta University. We are the talented tenth. HBCUs holistically are the creators of the African-American middle class. And here we are at the AUC, the Atlanta University Consortium, which represents Clark Atlanta University and Spelman and Morehouse School of Medicine. The largest concentration of consortia of HBCUs in the world. Yes, we are right here in the city of Atlanta. The epicenter of black intellectualism, the epicenter of technology and startups, and the epicenter of all things good, Atlanta. It's our middle name, Clark Atlanta University, as we are the University of Atlanta. So yes, we are experiencing momentum now. Momentum when we think about raising over $165 million in the last 21 months. Momentum when we look at gifts from Google that just came in this week of $5 million and gifts from McKenzie Scott of $20 million and gifts of the House of Cheatham of $3 million and gifts of individuals who were representing Tommy Dorch and Mr. Picard, Dr. Picard. $1 million gifts. We received $5 million in gifts alone at commencement this year. We have momentum. Enrollment, we're looking at the highest enrollment right now. We're reaching for the highest enrollment of new students coming in the history of the university, and we're right at the precipice. We are experiencing momentum at Clark Atlanta University, and we thank you for your support. Thank you for your support of listening to this show, Momentum. Thank you for your support of Clark Atlanta University. And finally, thank you for your support of WCLK 91.9.
You've been listening to Momentum, a public service of Atlanta's jazz station 91.9 WCLK. Thanks to our guests today for participating. For more information about what Dr. French has discussed today or other opportunities at Clark Atlanta University, please visit cau.edu. You can share or listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. Momentum is produced for WCLK by Shed Jackson and Rob Maynard. Thanks for listening.